I'm Melissa Lawler, and I'm going to be talking to Skylar Wyatt about relationships. I think with relationships, there should always be good communication. There should, you should always like work as a team and not work against each other, because when you work together, even if you guys don't see eye to eye, in the end, it always works out.
Yeah, and also, you know, just bring positivity into the conversation and with each other, no negatives, because then it just makes everything worse.
I think that if you guys, or not you guys, but the couple, if they talk things out and show love and actually listen to what their partner has to say, then things will go a lot smoother, because you guys will be able to understand where you guys are coming from and try to put each other's in, or yourselves in each other's shoes.
And also that you guys don't, shut each other out, because then it just make it feel, the person feel lonely, and you know they're trying to be there for you, and if you keep shutting them out, then what can they do for you?
Exactly, and then you won't, then after a while they won't want to talk to you, and when you do or want to talk or are ready to talk, they won't want to talk to you because you kept shutting them out and kept ignoring them and saying, oh, everything's fine. And then eventually that's how you lose a relationship, whether it be a friendship or a love type relationship with the boy or girl or whoever you choose to love, you know what I mean? It's communication and listening to what the others have to say, and actually understanding and being open-minded about what they want to talk about. Even with friendships, like, I know I have friends and Skylar has friends that want to do stuff that they probably don't like to do, and they're still open-minded about it because they like to hang out with their friends.
You know, in a good relationship is when two people accept each other's past, support each other's present, and love each other enough to encourage each other's future. So don't rush love. Find a partner who encourages you to grow, who won't clingy to you, like, it's not clingy to you, and who will let you go out into the world and trust that you will come back.
I think also with like accountability, if it doesn't even like have to be with cheating, or like say if someone lies about something, and it could be like the smallest thing ever, I think it makes things worse when they don't take accountability and don't take the responsibility of, yeah, I did that and it's my fault, because I think it causes more problems, because they go to believe you, and then if you do it again, then you know what I mean, then you could possibly lose a relationship or lose a friendship or anything like that. And it even goes with family members. You could do the worst thing ever and you could lose them, or you could probably own up to it and they would probably respect you more that you took ownership and keep that relationship. There are a lot of key things to a relationship, but I think the main three ones are having respect for each other and basically giving what you would want to receive. And I see it as, I will respect you as long as you respect me. And I also think that there should be trust and support. Like, I know with relationships, some things, like say your girlfriend or boyfriend wants to do something and the other partner isn't happy or doesn't want you to be around something, I think you should support them, but also do what you want, so maybe come to a compromise. And I also think that there should be honesty, 100% honest with your partner, because if there's no trust and no honesty and no respect, then there is no relationship.
And what I like to add on what Melissa said is, like, a relationship means you come together to make each other better. It's not all about you. It's not all about them. It's all about the relationship. Support them in their dreams and visions just as much as you would expect them to support you. Make each other better. challenge each other to go beyond average, pull out the greatness from within each other. Make sure they can find their biggest fan in you and you can find yours in them.
I also think that with what Skylar said, I think this as well, a great relationship is about two things. First, appreciating the similarities and what you guys have in common, and also respecting the differences and knowing that they're not that they're still secrets, but that they like different things and that they will push you to do different things. And that even though you don't know everything about your friendship or your relationship, or whether it just be you and your siblings, you know what I mean, is that you still have more to learn from them.
And also, I would like to say, like, for friendships, like, good friends care for each other, close friends understand each other, but the true friends stay forever beyond words, beyond distance, and beyond time.